We begin the current daf Maseches Rosh Hashanah daf Tezvav. We begin 11 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, in our Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechta, the beginning of this Perek, we open up with that there's four Rosh Hashanahs. There are four different times in the year which are the beginning of the year for that item. And the last of those four was that the Rosh Hashanah Li'ilonis, for the fruits of a tree, is on Machlekes B'Sham B'Sil, either the first of Shvat, or like B'Sil say, on Tu B'Shvat, on the 15th of Shvat. That got into the discussion exactly what is the Rosh Hashanah of the Esrog tree. Because in some aspect, it's a tree, so it should be like other Ilanis, which is Tu B'Shvat. However, it's unique and different than other trees in the sense that it's Gadol al Kol Mayim. It's not like other trees that grow out what's called Rav Mayim, which the majority of water is rainwater. Here, it needs other waters to be irrigated and that there should be water that's drawn and brought there. So it's al Kol Mayim, which is similar to that in the respect of Yerek, which the Yerek, its halachis, Rosh Hashanah, is based on the first of Tishrei. Also that it has a different component in regards to when it's lakita, when it's actually picked, not like other trees which go on chanata, which is that's when it's considered completed to which year it should be in, which is when it emerges. So there's two different components which are being addressed, where you have by a tree, A, its year is Tu B'Shvat, and B, it's based on chanata when the fruit emerges. That's to define what year it grew in. Versus Yerek, where it's Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishrei, and also that it's based on lakita when it's picked. That's the discussion we had regarding the Esrog tree, in which regards is it similar to. Now continuing on that, the Gemara brings that, Rabbi Yechon asks from Rabbi Yechon the following question. Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shaloi Emasai. Regarding an Esrog tree, when is the Rosh Hashanah of that? So Amalei Shvat, so he said Shvat, as we had mentioned in the previous staff on the top of this Amud, that in this regard, we'll say that the Esrog is like all other trees, and therefore its cutoff point of starting a new year is by Shvat. Now, then the second question was, the follow-up question was, Shvat de Chadashim? When you're saying Shvat, did you mean the month of Shvat in regards to the lunar, which is based on the Jewish months, which based on the moon? A Shvat de Tkufa. Or were you referring to the cycle of the sun, the solar year, which is 30 days after the Tkufa of Teves, then begins the Tkufa of Shvat, which is a different year, and that is there is the discrepancy between the lunar year and the solar year, and that's why we have a leap year to bridge that gap. So which Shvat were you talking about? The so to speak, the Jewish one, the one by the months of the by the moon, or is it going by the tekufis of the solar year, which is a different Shvat? So Malay, so he answered him the Chadashim, that of the months. Now Taisa says, although generally actually the maturation, the bishul, the completion of the produce actually is based on the sun, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Lamed Gimel, Mimeged Tvuas Shamesh. However, the Pasuk also says, Mimeged Tvuas, Mimeged Gerash Yerachim, that on some level it's also related to the sun. And moreover, the Jewish people count by the moon, and that's why when we say Shvat, we mean that it's based on the month of Shvat, which we call the months, which is based on the lunar cycle. Now, the Gemara asks the following question, which is related to what we discussed before. Ba'imenei Ravim Rav Nachman, Varmilan, some say it was the same one who had just asked the previous question, Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yanai, Chayseshanim Uberes Mahu. What's the halacha if it's a leap year, which is when we add another adar to the year? When is the Rosh Hashanah going to be for the Ilan? Is it going to be the Shvat, which comes after Teves? Or is it going to be what's called Adar Rishon, the first adar, which really in a sense takes the place of Shvat? Because especially the concept of the Ilanis, as we mentioned in the previous daf, is that because it's at the end of the winter season. And now it already had all the rain, which then creates the sap, which then creates the emergence of the fruit. And that's why it's based on the previous year. And now that has already been done. Now, on some level, when we have a leap year, it's to bridge that gap and move it further towards the end of the winter. That Pesach shouldn't be somewhere in the middle of the winter. It has to be in Chodesh Avim. So now, in a sense, Adar Rishon really is taking the place of Shvat. So do we do it in what we normally call Shvat, which is now, in a sense, a month earlier in regards to the end of the winter, or do we do it in Adar Rishon? So that Amalei said to him, Halacha Reb Shon, we go based on the majority of the years, which you can do it by the one that's called now Shvat, you do it again Shvat, even though Adar Rishon, in a sense, is taking that place where it's the second to the last month of the year, still would do it in the month of Shvat. Now the Gemara continues on this discussion about the halachas of Esrog. So Amar Rabba says, Esrog Bas Shishas. An Esrog tree, which the Esrogim had already had what's called Chanata. It had the emergence of the fruits in the sixth year. Shenichnasa l'shvias, which then entered into the seventh year, the Shemitah year. Then the halacha is as follows. This is Rabba's opinion, that Ptura min HaMaiser, then the fruits, the esregim, will be exempt from maisa, which the Gemara later on will explain the entirety of Rabbah's opinion and the opinion that argues on him. Upetur min ha-maisa, so it's going to be exempt from maiser, and it's also going to be exempt from the halacha of beer, which beer is the halacha that one must liquidate all that he has because it's the Shemitah year. So on some level he's saying it's going to have the halacha of the seventh year because it's going to be exempt from maiser, which there's no chiv of maiser in the seventh year, and you're also going to be exempt from the halachas of beer. Now, ubashvi shenichnas l'shminis, now if it was growing in the seventh year, that's when it has chanata, its emergence. And it entered into the eighth year, which means say that's when it was finally picked, then patur b'maiser, then it's still going to be exempt from maiser. V'chayev es b'beer, however, it's going to be chayev in beer, it's going to have the halachas of the Shemitah year. So now, Amalei Abaya asks, and he wants to understand what Rabbah was saying, how he's defining the criteria of an esrog tree, where it comes out interesting, according to Rabbah, that both ways you're going to be exempt from maiser. But then there's a discrepancy regarding this chiyuv of beer. Well, what is the halacha when it's going from one year into the other year? So Abaye says to Rabbah as follows. He says, Bishlam is safe. He says, I could understand what you were saying at the end of your statement. In other words, you said that you spoke about two cases. Sixth year going to the seventh year and seventh year going to the eighth year. So regarding the case that you said about seventh year going to the eighth year, you said as follows. You said that the Sregim will be exempt from Meiser. So what that means, obviously, why you'd say it's exempt from Meiser is because you're saying that since it had its Chanata, it had its emergence in the seventh year, which is the Shemitah year, so the Kedusha Shvi'is applies to those fruits. And therefore, what that means is that you have an obligation to declare ownerless all your produce. Now, because the Shemitah year mandates that all those produce should be considered ownerless, so they're exempt from the halachas of Maaser. Now, what that sounds like is that you're saying that we will define the Esrog tree based on when it has Chanat, when the emergence is, and therefore that will apply also for the halachas that all those produce will have halacha of Hefker, as all Shemitah produce is supposed to be. Now, that's why also you said that it's going to be chayv and beer, even though you ended up picking it in the eighth year, but since it has its chanata, it's emerged in the seventh year, so then, like all Shemitah produce, you have to get it out, you have to get rid of it, you can't hold on to it. Now, he says, I understand the seifim. In other words, this second half of the seventh year going to the eighth year, although, and this is what I mean he understands, although it might seem contradictory to the first case that you spoke about, because you first spoke about a case of when the sixth year is going to the seventh year. So you said that those produce are going to be exempt from Meiser. Now, why would sixth year, which has Meiser on it, has Meiser region, why would it be exempt from Meiser? Obviously, because you would be considering it Hefker because of the seventh year. Now, that would sound like that we define the Esrog tree based on when the Lakita is, when it's picked, which is picked in the seventh year. Now, because if you didn't have the criteria of the seventh year defining it, then it wouldn't be Pater from Meiser. Now, because as Rashi explains, the halacha is that the seventh year, where all the produce is hefker, that exempts it from the chiv of Meiser, as it says in the Mechilta. It's a pasuk that says, "Ochlu evgoyne amcha v'yisram, toichel chayas asad." It compares the poor people eating the Shemitah produce to what the animals, and that it's just like an animal eats and is exempt from Meiser, they don't have a chiv to take off Meiser. So to a person in the seventh year, doesn't have to take off Meiser, it's hefker, everyone could have it, there's no chiv. Now, so that's what Abai is telling Rabbi, says, that wouldn't bother me. Because I would say that you were in doubt. You didn't know regarding the Esrog tree, as we had mentioned before, because it has some criteria like a tree and some criteria like a yarek, like a vegetable. So you weren't sure, do you go regarding halachas of Shemitah based on Chanata, the emergence, or do you go based on Lakita regarding when you pick it, like we do regarding the halachas of Meiser? Now, therefore, you went luchurma, you went stringently. And the reason why you went stringently is because the halachas of Shemitah are dairaisa. And we know there's a general rule that seika dairaisa luchurma, whenever you have a doubt regarding a biblical law, you go stringently. And therefore, by both of them, when it was going from 6th into 7th, or from 7th into 8th, which either one would be if it's going to be Lakita or it's going to be Chanata, you went stringently. And you said that, okay, I'm not sure if it's Lakita or Chanata. So the 6th year going to the 7th year, I'll be stringent and say that it's Lakita that defines it. So therefore, it's Shemitah produce because you're picking in the 7th year, even though it has emerged in the 6th year. So we have to treat it like Shemitah, and therefore, Yechayev and Beer, and then you would be exempt from Meiser because it's Hefker. And saying it would be 7th going to the 8th. That, oh, I don't know, maybe it's really the Chanata. And therefore, I have to be stringent. And therefore, say that it's Chayev and Beer, and you can be exempt from Meiser. So I understand your second half of your statement. In other words, regarding when the 7th going to 8th, that you treat it as Chanata, which is to say that even though it might sound contradictory from the first half, that's not so contradictory. But El Reisha, but regarding the second half of the first case that you speak about, from the 6th going to the 7th, where you say Petur Min Abir, But there you say one thing regarding the fact that you say that he's exempt from Maaser, that I have no problem. Because he's exempt from Maaser because you're treating it as Shvius, and if you have to treat it as Shvius, as Shemitah, you have to be Mafkrit, so Hefker has no Chayv of Maaser. But then you said in the second half of that first case that the person will be exempt from beer, which is a leniency. You're saying when it goes from the 6th year into the 7th year, that you're exempt from Maaser, but you're exempt from liquidating, which means to say that you're not going to be treating it as the Shemitah year. Now, why? Why would that be? How can you be exempt from beer? Obviously, Damrinan zil basar chanata, because you're obviously saying that you're treating it based on the year that it emerges. And what that would, and therefore, since it's coming, it's emerging in the 6th year, so there's no halach of Shemitah regarding it, that's only in the 7th year, and that's why you'd be exempt from the halach of beer. Now, but what you see from your statement is that obviously you weren't in doubt, and that is to the contrary. From the last statement of the first case and the entire second case, obviously is that you had one reason, where it was obvious to you that you go based on chanata. And that's why, going from the 7th year into the 8th year, you said, oh, it's 7th year when it had its emergence, even though you picked it in the 8th year, so that's Shemitah, and therefore you're going to have a chiv of beer, and you're going to be exempt from Maaser. And that's also what the second half of the first case was saying, that if it grew in the 6th year and then it was picked in the 7th year, well, you're exempt from Shemitah. It didn't have the chanata then. So that makes a lot of sense. But if that's the case, that you obviously were not in doubt, and therefore, there is no halach of Shemitah for an Esrig that had chanata that emerged in the 6th year, so the chayv b'maaser. So then, why did you say when it grew in the 6th year and then it was picked in the 7th year that it's going to be exempt from maaser? But why? You're treating it as always based on the chanata when it emerges, and that, as we just proved. And if that's the case, so then it's like a regular 6th year produce which has chayv of maasers. It's not hefker, you're not treating it in any way as maaser. So why is it you said regarding that case that it's going to be exempt from maaser? So Amalei, so Rabbi responded to Abaya, he says, you're right. Although I'm treating it based on chanata, and therefore there's no halacha of Shemitah regarding the produce that grew in the 6th year that's being picked in the 7th year, and therefore you don't have to be mafkrit, and therefore it should be chayv maaser. However, there's a very practical, technical aspect that you're overlooking, and that is all the fields and the orchards that people are going through in the Shemitah year, they're all hefker. Now, although this esrog tree might be unique, and that we're going it with it based on the previous year, but by default, Yad HaKol Mamash Mishmba, everybody's touching everything. And that is, nothing is sacred anymore because the Shemitah, everyone comes in, takes whatever they want, and therefore, by default, it's going to be Hefker because everyone's taking whatever they want. No one's going to say, oh, this Esrog tree, oh, it's based on last year, oh, so we can't go ahead and take it. No. And therefore, it's going to be Hefker, which Hefker is part of a Maaser. V'ad Amrit Chayv Maaser. You're going to say you should be Chayv Maaser? Because he's saying, oh, going based on Chanata, when did it have the emergence? Had emergence the previous year. Yeah, but it doesn't help. Because everybody's walking through and just taking whatever they want. So it's Hefker by default. And therefore, since it's Hefker, so it's part of a Maaser. That's Rabbah's opinion. Now the Gemara brings the Rav Amnuna. However, Amnuna, he argues in Rabbah in this last component that we just discussed. Where he says, the Bastisha Shenichnas L'Shvias. And he has the same two cases. He says, regarding that when it's had emergence in the 6th year, that means when the fruits just started coming out, and then it was went into the 7th year, and that's when it was picked in the Shemitah year, says, l'oilam shishas, that it will have all its classification as a fruit that grew in the 6th year, and therefore, it will be chayv maaser. And the reason is because, as Rab himself essentially agrees, there's no halachas of Shemitah that apply to it. And also, it's not a real hefker. Hashem didn't say that it should be hefker, like the produce of the Shemitah year. So you're saying that because people touch and take whatever they want? That's theft. That doesn't make it hefker to say that it's exempt from Maaser. There's a chiv of Maaser, and the fact that people take doesn't by default make it into hefker, and therefore it will be treated as produce of the 6th year and be chayv Maaser. Ubashvis hanechnes l'shminis, and regarding when it's from the 7th year going to the 8th year, lo'olam shvis is always going to be based on the halachas of the 7th year, the Shemitah year. So essentially, the Rav Nuna agrees to Rabbah that we define it based on chanata as old trees, and the same thing applies to the esrog tree, that it's going to be based on when the year that it emerges. The only thing that he argues in him is regarding this component about when it's going from the 6th year into the 7th year, do we say that it's going to be exempt from maaser or not? Rabbi says yes, because everyone's taking everything, so it's hefker. And he says, no, it's not hefker, it's theft, and therefore it is chayv maaser. Now the Gemara asks Mesiv. The Gemara asks from a braisa on both of them, where Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, he says, Meshim Reb Shimon in name of Reb Shimon. Esrog b'shisha shenichnes l'shvias, the same cases that they were discussing. Regarding an esrog tree that's going from the 6th year into the 7th year, So first he says Patur min ha-maisa. It's exempt from Maisa, which that seems to be like Rabba, not like Rav Nuna, where you're exempt from Maisa. Now, u'patur min ha-bir, and you're also going to be exempt from the lachas of the seventh year. And the reason is, he says, she'en lecha davar shechai b'maisa, because there's nothing that can be obligated in halachas of Maisa, elim ken gadol b'chiv v'nilked b'chiv, only if it grew at a time when it's obligated in Maisa, and it was picked in a time that's chayav b'maisa. Now, what he was coming to explain is the reason why it's exempt from Maiser. And the reason is because he's excluding it from the halachas of all other trees, which generally we go based on Chadnata, regarding when it emerges, and it emerged in the 60th, so he's explaining his opinion, so why am I saying that it's going to be exempt from Maiser? That's why he had to explain, and he was saying what seems to be like Rabbah, where that although you're right, it's not Hashem making it Hefker, because it doesn't have the halachas of the Shemitah, but since ultimately everybody goes ahead and touches everything, so it's by default Hefker, and that's why it's going to be exempt from Maiser. Now, the reason why he was explaining why it's exempt from Maiser, he wasn't coming to explain the reason why it's going to be exempt from the halachas of beer, of the halachas of Shemitah, because that the Esrog tree is no different than all other trees, which we go based on Chanata, and since it emerged in the 60th, not the 7th year, it will have its 6th year produce, not 7th year produce, and therefore it wouldn't have the chiyuv of beer, of getting it out of the house, as it would be by Shemitah produce. So that's regarding when it was going from the 60th into the 7th year. And regarding the second case that they both discussed, when it goes from the 7th year into the 8th year, so patur min ha-maiser, it's exempt from maiser, which is because it's going from the 7th year into the 8th year, and if one would be going based on chanota, so it's Shemitah produce, which is exempt from maiser. Upatur min ha-bir. Now this is the part which is not like either one, not like Rabba or Rav Amnuna, where he says that it's going to be exempt, which if it would be going based on chanota, it shouldn't be exempt from beer, because it's Shemitah produce, he says it's exempt from beer. And he explains why. She'en lecha davar shechayv beer, because he says there's nothing that's obligated in beer and liquidating it from one's house. Elim ken gadol b'shvias, first of all, it has to grow in the Shemitah, which it did. But v'nilked b'shvias, it also has to be picked in the 7th year, which it wasn't, because it's picked in the 8th year. Now, here he's giving an explanation why it's going to be exempt from beer, where that because although, as he's explaining, because it wasn't picked in the 7th year, it was only picked in the 8th year. And the reason is because when it says that the chiv of beer, it's learned from a pasuk that says, Lebhemtecho l'chayev ashabartzecha, which is the obligation of beer, of getting rid of your house and giving it to the animals, that actually was said in the 7th year, not in the 8th year. So it's being picked in the 8th year, then he holds that you're going to be exempt. And because regarding the exemption of Maiser, that he didn't have to say the reason, because that's as we explained before, because the Chav only mandate Maiser, only if it was Gadol b'chiyev and Nilka b'chiyev, and here it didn't grow in the state of Chiyev, because it grew in the Shemitah year, and that's why that was obvious to him, why it's going to be exempt from Maiser. What he wanted to say, the Chiddush, is that it's going to be exempt even from the Lachas of Beer. Because even though it grew in the Shemitah year, which it mandates, but when you picked it, it wasn't anymore l'chaya shabam tzecha, which to give it to the animals once you pick it, which are the 8th year, and that's what exempts it from beer. Now the Gemara concludes and says, so therefore Reisha, the first half, the first case, which says that you're exempt from Maiser going from the 6th year into the 7th year, well that's Kashla Rav Nuna. That's difficult, according to Rav Nuna, that says that you're going to be chayve Maiser. And Seifa, the second case, which says that you're going to be exempt from beer when you're going from the 7th year into the 8th year, well, that's Kasha Bein L'Rabba, Bein L'Rav Nuna. That's difficult according to both opinions. Because as we explained before, both of them agree that we go based on Chanata when the fruit emerges regarding the halachas of the Shemitah year. And therefore, if it's going from the 7th year of Shemitah into the 8th year, then it's going to be Chayiv in beer to get rid of it, because we do consider it a Shemitah produce. And the reason is because Rav Amnuna, as we explained, only Ogs and Rabban, that one component, when it's going from the 6th year into the 7th year, regarding the halachas of Maisa, if we treat it as Hefker or not. But regarding this, they both agree, and yet here we have a Tana that's saying, like not like both these Amarom, where even though it's going from the 7th year to the 8th year, we will not treat it as Shemitah, which is not like Rabban Rav Amnuna. So now the Gemara answers, Tanoi, it's a machlekes Tanoi, that this Tana Reb Shimon, who's arguing on them, it's okay because there's another Tana that goes like them, and therefore they have what to rely on a different Tana, the Tana Glenda Brisa. Rabbi Yosi says, Avtulmas Heid Mishum Chamishas Kenim. Avtulmas said testimony in the name of five elders that the following halacha. Esrig, Achar Lekitasai, we go an Esrig tree based on when it's picked, which is generally the halacha that's by vegetables, not by trees, L'maiser for the halachas of Maiser. And as we explained in the previous staff, that's because Esrig is unique that it grows al kol mayim. Now, that's the halacha regarding Maisa. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu B'Usha B'Amr, however, the teachers, they voted in Usha, and they said that not only is the esrog tree going to be like a yerek, like a vegetable, meaning based on when it's picked, not when it has its emergence, achar likitasai, that we're saying that when you're going to pick it, it's bein lamaiser, bein lashvis. It's both halachas of maiser, regarding the years, and also regarding the Shemitah year, which is that we're going to define it, if it was picked in the Shemitah year, then it is. And if it wasn't, then it wasn't, even though it, let's say, would have had its emergence in the seventh year. So first the Gemara asks, and from that will come clear what, who Rav Amnun and Rabbah are going like in this testimony. So the Gemara Shvius Mandakashme, whoever mentioned anything about the Shemitah year, in other words, it says that the Rabbi Seinu and Usha, they voted and they concluded that, oh, the halacha for going after Lakita is not just Ma'is, it's also Shemitah, which sounds like someone's arguing on that. We don't have anyone arguing. We have Rabbi Yossi said in the name of five Zakenim that it goes after Lakita for Ma'isah. And then the Rabbi Seinu and Usha said, oh, Ma'isah and Shemitah. So whoever mentioned anything about Shemitah. So that the Gemara continued Amud Beis, which is somewhat implicit in what was being said there, that Chasur Mechster V'chagtani, there's words missing, and what it was saying was as follows. The five Zakenim said, which was Mechlal Lavat HaShemehen, that is Esrog Achal Kitas L'Ma'isah, that we go after an Esrog tree when it's picked. That's for the halachas of Ma'isah, which means to say regarding, let's say, the old produce and the new produce, which you can't take Ma'isah from one on the other, and that will be based what year it's in, based on when you pick it. And also regarding when you're going, let's say, from the second year into the third year, or the third year and the fourth year, where they have different halachas of Ma'isah, Ma'isah Sheni or Ma'isah Ani. So that's, again, based on when it's picked. However, v'achacha not l'shvias, but it goes based on when it emerges, for the halachas of Shemitah, which applies both to say if the produce is hefker and regarding the obligation of doing beer, of getting rid of it, which means to say for this aspect of Shemitah, we do treat the esrog tree like all other trees, which is based on when the fruits emerge. Now, what that means is that when it's a seventh year when it emerged, which then goes into the eighth year when it's picked, then it will have halacha that it will be considered hefker and it will be exempt from Ma'isah, because we do go in regarding the Shemitah year based on when it emerges. Whereas regarding Ma'isah, as we explained, let's say other years of the Shemitah cycle, then the Rabbanan go ahead and they define it based on when it's picked, both regarding the halachas of old and new, and Ma'isah Sheni, Ma'isah Ani. And the reason is, as we explained, why esrog tree is different than all other trees, is because it's normative for it to grow al-kol mayim, with all waters, not just with rainwater, as is the case by Yerakas, by vegetables, as the Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Kedushin explains this. However, regarding all the halachas, then we say esrog is the same as other trees, which is based on chanata. Now, that's what the Gemara is saying, is what who Rabbah and Rav Nuna are going. Because they hold like Av Tumas, who he says that regarding halachas of Shemitah, we go based on Chanata when it emerges. And therefore, that's essentially what Rabbah and Rav Nuna were both saying, that when you're going from the seventh year, when it emerged, going to the eighth year, when it's picked, then it's going to be Chayiv in beer, which is not like Rav Shimon, which was asked on them. And that's okay, because they're going like Av Tumas, the name of these Chamishas Kenim, that hold that since its emergence was in the Shemitah year, that will be the defining criteria when we're talking about the halachas of Shemitah. And whereas when it's going from the sixth year to the seventh year, then it's going to be exempt from beer. Because again, as we said, then regarding Shemitah halachas, we go based on Chanata. Now the only difference was there was a machlekes between Rab and Rav Nuna regarding one aspect that Av Tuma doesn't talk about, regarding that Rav Nuna holds, that since it's exempt from beer, when you're going from the sixth year into the seventh year, because you're defining it based on Chanata, well, then you'll be Chayv and Meister, because it's not Hefker. The Hashem didn't say it's Hefker. It's not considered Shemitah produce. Whereas Rabbah holds that, no, since ultimately everyone does touch it, and they do take everything there. So therefore, Av Tumas would agree that although it's not really Shemitah produce, but it would be exempt from Meister, because by default it's going to be considered Hefker. And that's who they're going like. Whereas Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Usha, however, the Rabbi Seinu, they vote in Usha, then no. Achar Likitasa, we will go based on when it's picked. Bein Lamaisa, Bein Lashvias, like Rabbi Shimon had said, that even regarding the Lachs of Shemitah, we will not go after Chanata, and therefore if it emerged in the seventh year, but it was picked in the eighth year, then it will be exempt. But again, Rabbi Amnuna, we're going like the first opinion mentioned of Av Tumas, where that's why if it emerges in the seventh year, then it will be considered like Shemitah produce. The Gemara continues related to this discussion about the years of the esrog and trees. Sidma, we learned. Rabbi Yechon and Shlokesh Amar Tavai, both of them said, Esrog bas shishis shenichnasa l'shvias. Regarding an esrog tree that emerged, it had its chanata in the sixth year, which then went into the seventh year, and that's when it was picked. So lo'ilam shishis, it always has the halacha of the sixth year, which means, as we just explained before, that it will be chayv ma'aser, which essentially is going like Rav Amnuna, and be exempt from the halachas of beer. We treat it totally like the sixth year. Now, Kiyasa Ravin Amar Biyechana, when he came, he said Nimar Biyechana, that Estrig Bashisha Shenechnasa L'Shvias, again, when an Estrig had its emergence in the 6th year and went to the 7th year, then he's adding on even another component, how extreme this is, that a Philip Kazayas, even if it only grew in the 6th year just a little bit, like the size of an olive, Benasis Kikr, and then in the 7th year it grows the majority of it till it becomes like a Kikr, Chayav Nalav Mishim Tevel, it doesn't make a difference, you'll still be obligated in the halachas of Tevel, meaning to say that it will be chayiv in Maestros, because again, we go based on the Chanaten, since it emerged in the 6th year, even though it barely grew then, it grew most of it in the 7th year, it doesn't make a difference, we go based on Chanate totality, again, like Rav Amnuna had said, and therefore it's going to be chayiv in Maestros. Now the Gemara continues, in general, regarding trees, that we say that you go basal Chanate when the fruit emerges. So Taman, we learn the Braisa. Ilan shachantu peyres of kodim tu b'shvat, regarding a tree, that it had fruits that had the emergence before Tu B'Shvat, which that's the new year for trees. Misas l'shana shavar, so then its meiser is based on the previous year, because that's the year that it's defined in when it emerges. Acha Tu B'Shvat, if it had fruits that emerge after Tu B'Shvat, well then misas l'shana b'an, and the meiser is the coming year. Now that Amram Nechemin comes to qualify this halacha. He says, b'medev Amram, when did we say this? That's b'ilan sh'oisish de breches b'shana. That's regarding a tree that makes two broods in a year. Now, first thing I'm going to ask on the terminology that Rebbe Nechem is using. Shtei breches sogadaitach, can you really say it means two broods? In other words, that vernacular doesn't apply. It only applies by birds, where like there's a Mishnah Masechtas Baba Basra that says if someone's taking the peiros, which means to say the birds of the nest, then you like have to get rid of the first brecha, the first brood. In other words, that's the first chickens, the first birds that have been laid, that have been there. Now, that doesn't apply when we're talking about fruits from a tree. So Elayim Rav Gemara says what we meant to say was k'ein shtei breches. We're only qualifying this halacha regarding a tree that makes like two broods. In other words, that all of its fruits are not complete at one time. For example, like figs, where, as we said regarding kitnias, where we do it at different times. So therefore we're saying that then this halacha that we said the cutoff will be Tu B'Shvat, and basing on if it had the chanata before or after, that will be only if it has not at one time during the year, but it has like two different broods. Aval il no isa brecha achas, but regarding a tree that it has one brood, in other words, that its fruits are picked at one time, for kagoin, for example, the kalam, like a date palm tree, vizesim, and olives, vacharuben, and carobs, that afapi shachantu perisein kreim Tu B'Shvat, then even if they had the emergence before Tu B'Shvat, mis'asin l'shana, but we will not treat it as we have up until now defined, that the tree goes based on chanata. Rather, we will go based on the Lakita, because that's primary, since it's being picked at one time. If it's picked at different times, so then that can't classify. We don't want it to be at different times, as we said, a similar surah on the previous stop. So we'll do it at the time that is uniform, which is based on the Chanata that they emerge. However, regarding in the case where they're picked at one time, it has like one brood, then, even though it's a tree, we will not go based on Chanata. Rather, we'll go based on the Lakita when it's picked. Now, Amar Reb Yechon says, "And Nagu Ha'am Becharuven." Actually, this is the minig, the custom of people by carobs, is Krim Nechemia, like Krim Nechemia, which is to go. Although up until now we had classified trees based on Chanata, that as Krim Nechemia said, that we go based on the Lakita, because since it only has one brood a year, in other words, it develops it at one time, and the Lakita is at one time. So therefore, we're going to go take it and based on the Lakita. Now, Tosa actually says it's not particular that the custom was like by this by carobs. It must have been also by date palms and by olives and old trees that make it one time a year. From the fact of the next Gemara's question, Rosh Lakish, who asks from a different case of B'nai Shuach, which is not carobs, which, as we see, the Gemara says, Eitzvei Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yechon, and he asks from Mishnah Masechta Shvuos, Masechta Shvias, which says, B'nai Shuach, which the Gemara Masechta Zavoy Dezar and Davidal Manaf explains that means white figs, where Shvias Shalehen Shnia, interestingly, that their Shemitah will be in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, as the Mishnah explains. Why would that be? Because what's interesting is that these fruits, these white figs that emerge in the Shemitah year, they're not completed until the second year of the Shemitah cycle, because it takes them actually 3 years till they're ready to pick. Now, however, the halacha is regarding the Shemitah year that we define them based on the Chanata, regarding when they emerge. And therefore, as we explained before, it will have the halachas of the Shemitah year, even though you're only picking it 3 years later. But one thing the Gemara's question that Rosh Lakish was asking Rabbi Yechanan is that even though it does it once a year, and therefore you just qualified and said that, oh, that's different, that we treat based on Lakita, although up until now we had assumed that a tree is based on Chanata, but that's only if it's two times a year. But if it goes once a year, then you said you go after when you pick it. You're picking a non-Shemitah. You're picking it 3 years later in the second year of the Shemitah cycle. So according to you, why would halacha be, as the Mishnah says in Masechta Shviyos, that we treat as Shemitah if we're picking it not in Shemitah year? So the Gemara says that Ishtik. Rabbi Yochanan was quiet. Now, on that the Gemara asked, Amalei Rabbi Abba Koin, Rabbi Yisya Koin. Says, Amai Ishtik, why is Rabbi Yochanan quiet? Leimele, he should have responded to Rish Lakish. Amina locha no Reb Nechemia. I'm telling you, Reb Nechemia, Vara Amri Li Rabbanan, you're bringing me a Mishnah Masechta Shviyos, which is Rabbanan. You're right. The Rabbanan hold you go based on the Lakita. But Reb Nechemia says that here it's different. A tree that's only once a year, we base it on the Lakita, not on the Chanota, as the Mishnah there says in Masechta Shviyos. So why didn't he answer that? So on that, he responded to him. He says that Rabbi Yisya Koyin answered Rabbi Abba Koyin, says, Mishum Da'amale, because then Rish Lakish would have told Rabbi Yechanan, what do you mean? Shavkiz Rabbanan v'avdiz krim nechemia? What do you mean? The people, they leave alone the halacha of the Rabbim, of the Rabbanan, and they're going like an individual like Reb Nechemia? What type of an answer is that? How could that be the minig like Reb Nechemia if we have Mishnah Masechta the Shviyos? He says, it's not like that. But then he continued asking Rabbi Yisya Koyin. He says, V'leimale, but Rabbi Yechanan should have told him, Kamina loch nagu, I'm telling you, Rish Lakish, that this is the custom of the people. V'ad amri li, surin, you tell me what's forbidden? In other words, you're right. It's forbidden to go based on the Lakita when you pick it. I agree that's Aser, as the Mishnah Masechta Shviyos says, which is the Rabbanah who we should follow, which is based on the Chanata. But that's just the Minig Island. That's what I'm just telling you what the custom is. And that is what Rabbi Yisya Koyin answered to Rabbi Abba Koyin, says no, because the Amalek is then Rish Lakish would have told Rabbi Yechanan, be makami sura when there's something that's forbidden, kinagu, but you're telling me something that's a custom, shafkinan lahan, then we let them do that? Another, what type of an answer is that? How could that be the minhag? How can you let them and not be meich and not protest if the isser, it's forbidden? There's totally different halachas, there's the irises that are involved over here regarding Shemitah here. That wouldn't have been an answer. But still, Rabbi Abba Kohen continued asking, he says, but the lame of the Rabbi Yechanan could have still responded to Rish Lakish, when did I tell you that the minhag is to follow like Reb Nechemia, that if it's only once a year that it grows, we go based on Lakita, not on Chanata? Was Ma'aseh Charuv and Rabbanan. We're talking about the taking off the tithes of carbs, which are only rabbinic, because biblical is only dug in Tirish V'Yitzer. V'ad Amar Li Shviyos D'Oraisa, and you're telling me a case of the Mishnah Masechta Shviyos, which is a biblical halacha of Shemitah? In other words, I'm talking about Ma'aser, of things that are not D'Oraisa D'Gemaiser, just rabbinic. Now that, the minhag ha'olam could be like Reb Nechemia. And you're bringing me a biblical halacha, because it's talking about the halachas of Shemitah. Biblical halachas, that we would go ahead based on Chanata, and it would be a stringency at least, regarding that even 3 years later we would treat as Shemitah produce. But what are you asking on me when I'm talking about that they follow Reb Nechemia, which is by a rabbinic meiser? So actually, since he held this was such a good question, Reb Abba HaKoyin, that Reb Yechanan should have responded this to Rish Lakish, so Elam Reb Abba Koyin, rather Reb Abba Koyin says, Timihani, I actually wonder, Im Hashiv Rish Lakish L'Tshuvizu, if this actually was what Rish Lakish had responded to Reb Yechanan, because what type of a question? It's not a question. He's asking from Shemitah, which is a biblical halacha, that there we see you have to go after Chanota, and that it should be a stringency even 3 years later, to what Reb Yechanan was saying of that they follow like Reb Nechemia regarding a rabbinic meiser, that you can go after Lakita. Now the Gemara asks on that. What do you mean, im hashiva? What's Reb Abba Koyin saying? He wonders if Rish Lakish responded this. Ha'isva, he asked this question. We know this is the question he asked. Elayma, rather, this is what Reb Abba Koyin had said. I wonder im kibla Reb Yechanan. If actually Reb Yechanan accepted. In other words, I don't know if Reb Yechanan was quiet. Is because he didn't know what to answer because it was a good question. Im loy kibla, or it's not really true. He didn't really accept the question. He was quiet because it didn't bother him, because he was wondering, what was this question already? You can't compare the types of fruits of a tree, which is only rabbinic, because again, only wheat and wine and oil is biblical, to make a stringency, like you say, by Shemitah, which is biblical, where there, okay, even though you're picking it in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, which shouldn't have halacha Shemitah, but it's biblical, and they will say it'll be a stringency to go based on Chanata, fine, but what type of a question is it? What I'm saying, which is regarding a Maisa Drabbanan, where there it's very likely, even with that Mishnah Masechta Shviyos, that you would be able to be lenient and or treat it the halachas of how you pick it regarding Lakita, if it's a Maisa Drabbanan, which is not the same as Shemitah Deraisa.